Hi everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Striking at Education, a podcast where we talk a little bit about bowling and a little bit about education, and even tie them together sometimes. In today's episode, we'll go over three topics, and each of these topics will give you an insight into what this podcast is all about. Our first topic, we'll be talking about a story from Anthony Simonson, one of PBA's most talented bowlers. Our second topic, we'll talk about some bowling history, and finally, how we can tie bowling into education. Before we begin this podcast, let's hear from our sponsor.
See that? That's like the gap in my health insurance.
Gap in your health insurance?
It didn't cover everything when I got hurt. Good thing I had Aflac. The cash I got from Aflac helped pay for medical expenses, groceries, rent. Really helped close that gap.
Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover at Aflac.com.
Wish we had Aflac on our team.
You can.
For our first topic, we'll be talking about Anthony Simonson, a professional bowler who made quite a name for himself in the world of bowling. First things first, the story from Anthony Simonson is a riveting one, full of triumphs, challenges, and moments of sheer determination. The article we'll be discussing in today's podcast is linked in the description of the podcast, along with the rest of the articles we're using in today's episode. This particular article offers a deep dive into the life and journey of Anthony Simonson, an individual who has managed to rise from a challenging childhood in Texas to become one of the most successful bowlers on the Professional Bowlers Association Tour. What makes Simonson's story so intriguing is his unconventional approach to the sport. From a young age, he was drawn to the world of bowling, practicing it nonstop and often setting up shop in local bowling alleys to hone his skills. His self-taught techniques have not only set him apart, but also paved the way for his success. Despite facing numerous obstacles in his personal life, including family struggles, Simonson's determination and passion for this sport have remained unwavering. The article doesn't shy away from discussing Simonson's sometimes volatile personality, both on and off the lane. Known for his fiery temperament and strong opinions, Simonson is a polarizing figure within the sport. However, his undeniable talent and remarkable achievements on the lanes have made him a force to be reckoned with. His relationships, struggled with family issues, and commitment to the sport are explored in depth, providing a comprehensive portrait of this complex and accomplished individual. Simonson's journey is a testament to the power of perseverance and self-education. His story demonstrates that true learning doesn't always come from formal schooling or external sources. It can also stem from within, through trial and error and relentless pursuit of excellence. As bowling edges closer to cultural relevance, Simonson's dynamic personality and record-breaking talent position him as a potential new face to the PBA, whether he fully embraces that role or not. His presence in the sport brings a fresh energy that resonates with fans and inspires others to push boundaries of what's possible in bowling. Love him or hate him, there's no denying Simonson's impact on the PBA and the sport as a whole. We'll be discussing more about Simonson's journey, his major milestones, and the challenges he faced along the way. Stay tuned as we unravel the layers of the story and explore what it means for the future of professional bowling. Let's get started. Now on to our second topic. We'll be talking a little bit about the history of bowling. Bowling has been around for decades, and it is one of the more popular sports in the world. The article that I have chosen for this topic discusses the significance and history of bowling, highlighting the National Bowling Hall of Fame and Museum in St. Louis. Kaplan emphasizes the importance of bowling as a participant sport and describes the museum's exhibits, including old-fashioned alleys, memorabilia, such as bowling shirts and historical tapestries. Additionally, the article touches up upon the origins of bowling, its spread to Europe, and various offshoots of the game. Kaplan's engaging writing style and informative content make this article an enjoyable read for both enthusiasts and those unfamiliar with the sport. If you guys want to read the article, it will be in the description. It will talk about bowling's long extensive history and how it is enjoyed by many. We will not go into the full extent of this history of the history in this podcast, but we'll for sure in a future podcast or episode. For our third and final topic today, we're delving into the intriguing intersection between the world of finpin bowling and realm of education. In this segment, we'll explore how renowned Canadian researcher Shelley Moore draws a fascinating parallels between the strategies employed in bowling and the inclusive teaching practices necessary in modern classrooms. Moore's insights emphasize the importance of recognizing and supporting students who may face challenges in their academic journey. Just as a bowler strives to avoid the notorious 7-10 split, this challenging bowling scenario requires precision and strategic thinking, much like the approach educators must take when catering to individual student needs. In Moore's view, teaching to the average can inadvertently leave behind those who struggle or excel beyond the standard expectations. She urges educators to shift their pedagogical methods towards inclusivity, focusing on each student's unique requirement and potentials. By using bowling terms and incorporating bowling activities into her classroom, Moore creates an engaging and dynamic learning environment that sparks her students' interest and fosters a new sense of excitement in their studies. Incorporating the bowling analogy further, Moore points out that aiming for the middle often leaves the most challenging targets unattended. Akin to the difficulty of hitting the 7-10 split, professional bowlers adapt by throwing the ball with a curve, aiming for the right or left pocket to increase their chances of a strike. Similarly, educators should adapt their teaching strategies to meet the needs of all students, including those who may fall outside the traditional teaching mold. Moore's work aligns with the research of Florian and Black, who warn against the dangers of focusing teaching efforts primarily on the needs of the majority, potentially neglecting those who require additional support. By addressing these challenges head-on, teachers can create a more inclusive classroom environment that values individual differences and promotes the success of every student. Finally, as we wrap up, it's essential to note that while labels such as high attainer or low attainer can sometimes help categorize students' needs, they also risk perpetuating stereotypes and limiting expectations. Instead, we should strive for an approach that encourages growth, adaptability, and understanding. We will now listen to our second sponsor of today's podcast.
Welcome to Able & Cole, where inconvenience is a good thing. We'll only deliver to your area once a week.
It reduces carbon emissions.
Our food costs a bit more.
We pay farmers fairly.
And our broccoli won't last as long.
Because we don't do preservatives or unnecessary plastic.
An inconvenience store is better for the planet and tastes better too.
Join the thousands of people choosing inconvenience. Search Able & Cole and order a carbon neutral grocery delivery today. Difficult tastes better. Able & Cole.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's discussion and found it thought-provoking and inspiring. If today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to stay up to date with our content, we invite you to subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing will ensure you never miss an episode and keep you in the loop with all our future topics and guest interviews. If you'd like to show your support for the podcast and help us continue to bring you quality content, consider visiting our website. There you can browse and purchase our exclusive Striking at Education merchandise, which features unique designs inspired by themes we discuss on the show. Whether it's a t-shirt or other items, each purchase not only supports the podcast, but also helps spread the word about the important conversations we have. We truly appreciate your support and encouragement. It allows us to keep exploring new ideas and sharing them with you. Remember, your participation and enthusiasm are what drives us to continue this journey of learning and growth. So thank you once again for being a part of our community. Until next time, keep striking for success in your educational endeavors and beyond. We look forward to sharing more insightful conversations with you in the near future. Take care.